Greg Stephan, Good Day Family includes Rich McFadden, Roberta Fasanelli, Jennifer Horn, and Ken Kessler are all back together again. My neck of the woods is the United Nations, where Richie's down in the studio at the controls in our facility in Washington. Jennifer is on the West Coast back after her successful trip. Wonderful time she had with nothing but sunshine, lollipops, and roses on that trip to Alaska that she
and
took.
Icebergs.
And flu.
And flu,
and
yeah.
Flu.
Right. All right, so, and Kenny Kessler is here monitoring social media. So I'm wondering, Ken, we've been on to about a dozen different things today, what people, how people are reacting. I always like to compare some of the things that folks who are listening who want to be heard on Facebook.com/Good Day Show or tweeting, at Good Day Show. There's a study out today that finds couples who date online first have better marriages. That's at DougStephan.com today. And thus the poll, have you ever gotten into a relationship with somebody you met online? A, yes, and it worked out wonderfully well. B, yes, and it was a big mistake. C, not yet, but I thought about it. D, no, I'd never get involved with somebody I only met online. This is a
conversation. I'm online right now.
Really?
Sorry.
This is a conversation that begs a lot of times. So I'm going to save a lot of this discussion for when we get the results on Monday of our poll, if you'll pardon or you'll bear with me, because I want to get Chef Louis on in a few minutes with our recipe of the week. And then later in the hour, we're going to meet a gentleman here as I am at the United Nations, a fellow who has just written a book about John F. Kennedy, but he's actually a scholar and a professor connected to the UN as the director of the Earth Institute, and he's one of the leading experts on economic development in the world, the fight against poverty, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So we'll have the benefit of his counsel in about a half hour. Chef Louis' counsel is something else, and we'll have that for you in just a moment here on Good Day.
You hear that rattle, kid? That's an unbalanced condenser fan. That's bad. Unbalanced things break. Broken things cost money. Spending money leads to unbalanced budgets. That's why I like Grainger. They balance my needs with my budget. Grainger has counterweights, fan blades, motors, everything we need to keep this place humming. Not rattling. Humming. The Grainger catalog in all its forms. Get it? Got it? Good. Call, click Grainger.com, or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
These days, everyone is looking for ways to save money. One idea is to get a free rate quote on your car insurance from GEICO. You could save 15% or more. It's a wonderful way to save money. And after that, if you're still looking for ways to save, here's another handy tip. To save money on clothing, do like me. Just don't wear any. And you'll also save money on dry cleaning.
For a free rate quote, visit GEICO.com to see how much you could save. GEICO, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Every summer we go to Canyon Woods. Love getting outside. Love the hiking. Hate the itching and irritation from poison ivy, bug bites, all the things that keep me inside. So I need something strong.
Cortisone 10 Intensive Healing is clinically proven with the strongest non-prescription itch medicine available for fast, long-lasting relief of itching and irritation with 7 moisturizers to help heal skin.
I finally have the relief I need.
Hey, Jan, check this out.
On my way.
Cortisone 10. Feel the heal.
Hi, folks. Jay Farner here, president of Quicken Loans. We're thrilled to have helped over 125,000 homeowners save money by refinancing with HARP. But there are millions more of you who could be saving big money on your home loans by getting HARPed. With HARP, you may be able to refinance with Quicken Loans even if your home has lost value. For example, if you owe $300,000 on your mortgage, but your home's only worth $150,000, Quicken Loans may still be able to help you get HARPed and start saving. Or if your current mortgage is higher than 3.99%, give us a call today at 800-QUICKEN. And for 3 years in a row now, J.D. Power & Associates has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination. Once again, if your current mortgage is higher than 3.99%, or if you owe more than your home is worth, call Quicken Loans today at 800-QUICKEN or go to quickenloans.com.
For J.D. Power & Associates award information, visit jdpower.com. Important terms and conditions apply. Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
AT&T Enhanced Push-to-Talk is instant communication. That's truly instant, the way it should be. But don't take our word for it. The proof is in the push. Come into an AT&T store today and test it out for yourself. And for a limited time, ask about getting a free device for every new CRU line, a company-paid line of service, when you upgrade your business. AT&T Enhanced advanced push to talk. One push, and you'll know. AT&T. Rethink possible.
Limited time offer. Free device and new activations only. Requires two-year commitment to eligible plans plus activation of AT&T enhanced push to talk service.
All right, now we have 13:12 after the hour, actually. Doug Steffens' Good Day program here at the United Nations. United Nations provides food to 90 million people in 75 countries every day. Did you realize that? 90 million people who would not get anything to eat if it wasn't for the UN. 75 different countries. It vaccinates 58% of the world's children, and they say that saves 2.5 million lives a year. I don't know about that, but what impresses me is that they feed 90 million people. That really is an impressive number, and I bet a lot of you didn't know that. Broadcasting from the UN today, but as usual, we are able to digress to the sometimes more needy members of our group, including Richie, who now has to have special meals. And we've come up with a special meal of Chef Louis.
I'm brewing up a special batch of beer to go with my special burgers that I'm going to be eating through this whole thing.
Special burgers
health
and beer.
It's healthy
beer. Right. All right, so Louis, by the way, Chef Louis DeAngelis, is with us every Friday, and one of the things that he specializes in is saving restaurants, comes up with really creative things that are kind of neat for recipes and items on menus, that sort of thing. But he also helps us. If you go to DougSteffens.com, right-hand side of the homepage, about three-quarters of the way down on the right, you see Chef Louis' picture and a cumulative number of his recipes are there. Transgressing, is that the right word? What's the right word?
Transcending.
Is transcending the right word? Yeah.
Transgender.
Going across. Yeah, Louis is a transgender guy. Louis, Chef Louis DeAngelis is our transgender chef. He's here with the world's best grill burger. Now, Richie's in a delicate state, so he's not supposed to be eating this stuff, Louis. You're a bad...
I give Rich permission to eat whatever the heck he wants this weekend and drink whatever he wants.
Maybe this weekend, yeah.
There we go.
Hey, Louis, last night on the grill, we had dogs, steaks, burgers, chicken. I had everything on the grill last night.
Great.
Yeah. I saw Louis' recipe for his special grill burger, and I didn't have time to get out to the store to get the brisket. So tell us how this works, Louis, because it looks delicious.
Well, you know, a brisket comes is a full brisket is actually two different cuts of meat. Excuse me. You've got the flat, which is what you traditionally see in those cryo packs for corned beef. And then you have the point, which is the big, round, fatty end of it. And that's the part where Mr. Tasty lives. And so that's the part that if you buy a full brisket, you know, tap on the little two-way mirror at the supermarket and ask the gentleman behind the counter, say, look, would you cut off the point and grind it for me? And you run it through the grinder twice so it doesn't look like market-style beef. And you add 1 pound of that to 1 pound of a nice ground chuck. It gives you the best flavor in the world. Now, when you're grilling, one of the things that happens is, you know, we end up putting salt and pepper and oil and all of these spices on top of the burger. And all that does is it gets little burnt bits from the grill. So what I say is you take your meat, now that you've blended your brisket and your chuck, and go ahead and put everything that you're going to put on the burger, put it in now. Minced onion. You can put chopped mushrooms in it. Grated cheddar cheese instead of putting it on top. Okay, put it right in the burger. A little Worcestershire sauce. And then make your patties. Once you grill them, you take them off the grill. All you need then is just throw a little bit of salt on, a pat of butter, and you've got the world's best tasting hamburger you'll ever have.
Best tasting.
The best part about it is, you know, when you go to, you've seen it, Richie, they tell you that it's a 90-10 blend,
right,
or
80-20
blend of fat and
meat. Sounds like when you put in your gas tank.
Yeah, well, it's kind of like that.
It's exactly what it is.
You do it this way, you're controlling how much fat you want in it. And when you're grilling, you know, you want a 60-40 blend, which this will give you. And most of that fat's going to burn out anyway, but in the meantime, it makes it juicy. Mm. And that's what you want.
A 60-40 blend.
Those front cuts are where the taste is.
Now, you talk about mixing the meats when you make the burgers. You can do that, because I've done that with buffalo, with bison meat.
And that's really good meat for you. That's really really?
Yeah, but you can't cook.
Yeah, there's almost no fat in that.
There's almost no fat. But you can't cook a bison burger. Like, even when I go to Ted's Montana Grill down the street, Turner's restaurant, they have to mix in some ground beef because otherwise the thing just falls apart.
Well, you can always put an egg white in there if you want. You know, that's like kitchen duct tape. That'll hold it together, too, without blending the meat.
Kitchen duct tape. I love it. So what other kind of meats can you blend if you want to make a different kind of burger? I mean, I the bacon, you can put bacon bits in the burger.
Sure. Well, you know, Wolfgang Puck, you know, passed on a recipe to me years ago. And I have to tell you, it's probably
the smartest thing I've ever seen. He's big into blending with veal, isn't he?
I'm sorry?
Isn't he big into blending with veal?
Yeah, well, he's also big with lamb.
Ah.
And people rave about his meatloaf. And what he does is, instead of using, just plain beef and pork, he'll throw one-third beef, one-third pork, and one-third ground lamb in it. And people that don't like lamb don't even realize it's in there, but they know it has flavor. Once again, Mr. Tasty lives in there. And it just gives you a flavor that's so unique. And it's low in fat, and it's low in cholesterol.
So say we want to go healthy. Last night I had some turkey burgers that I would have fed Doug. How do we take this if we have the non-meat eaters or the non-red meat eaters? How do we make it flavorful for them?
Well, you really want to fool somebody and make them feel like they're getting a good fatty burger. You ever see those packages of O'Brien potatoes? They're little tiny cubes that are frozen.
Yeah.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Okay. Take your turkey meat. Mix maybe 20% lamb or buffalo. Something else, some kind of a beefy flavor or a lamb flavor, or you can use some of the brisket, just 20%, because most of that fat's going to cook out, and throw a cup of that O'Brien potatoes in it. Okay? I do that when I make sausage, if I'm using chicken, because it cooks up and it looks like big chunks of fat. It's creamy, it has a great flavor, but it's potato, and it really throws people off. You know, when they look at it, they think they're eating something fatty and indulgent, and they're happy.
So, and then the last variation of this, the other day I was at a restaurant and they had a black bean burger.
Oh, God, yeah. We put that in 3 weeks ago about black beans.
And so how do I do that? How do you make it? Is that all black bean or is it a mix of meat and bean or...
Well, the one of the best veggie burgers I've ever had is a base in black bean. And you take 2 cups of black beans. One cup you're gonna mash them with a fork. The other cup you're gonna leave whole, and you mix those together with the veggies that you want, which would be mushrooms, onions, anything you had left over from the night before. And once again, you're gonna put flavored breadcrumbs in it. And an egg.
Oh, my God, that sounds delicious.
Oh, if you have leftover string beans, cut them up real good. Just mince them. You got leftover broccoli, mince it up. Anything that's left over, you put together in that.
You know what I had?
Smart.
Of course, it's meat.
Yeah.
Meredith fixed something called Fiddler's Greens. Is that what it is?
Fiddlehead Ferns.
Fiddlehead Ferns, thank you.
They're in season right now. They're delicious.
Yeah, they were. I don't remember ever having them before. They were really quite good.
I don't know what it is.
Had them the other night.
They only grew in Maine.
Really?
And they're unopened fern.
Right, it's wild. It's not something that you can cultivate.
They're hard to get. Apparently. If you have to go to
Stop and Shop has them, believe it or not.
What are they called again? Fiddle Fertile?
Fiddlehead Ferns.
Fiddlehead Ferns.
And what's interesting is that the
buy them online in the can, and they're great. I love them.
All right, check out the recipe. Chef Louis DeAngelis, Louis' recipes, right here inside the homepage at DougStephan.com.
What if you had a witness everywhere you drive? Now you can with video-cam.com. From truckers to motorcyclists, the handy video-cam can be used for insurance claims, accidents, police encounters, road rage, or natural disasters. Has instant screen playback and optional night vision. Get the best quality, affordable HD dash cameras available at video-cam.com. That's video-cam.com. Or call 855-855-2022. Always have a witness with video-cam.
We the people grow cotton and weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
So this music is coming from our video of the day.
This one isn't yet.
Oh, this isn't?
No, because it starts with lyrics, so I wanted you to be able to tell everybody.
Oh,
what it is.
All right. I haven't heard it or seen it.
Yeah.
Oh, wait a minute. I haven't gone on the air yet.
No, you're there.
Oh, I am. Okay. All right. So the video of the day, as the director, the video of the day today isn't for a real show, but I think we all know that it probably could be. This is audio from the video of the day at DougStephan.com from Facebook the Musical.
Time to check my Facebook. Facebook, gotta check my Facebook, gotta take another look.
Nothing new, I am hooked.
What to do? Hit refresh.
Facebook, gotta check my Facebook, gotta creep on all my friends every day.
There's no end, it's the Facebook way. Oh my god, 10 likes, I'm so popular.
Like a pro,
post a friend,
post a pretty pic from your vacation. Love your life. Stop your
action,
share your dumb political
opinions. Send again.
Check to see who's celebrating birthdays.
Play again.
Candy Crush. Love your friends
and bundle
up in every day.
Look at their default. That's so basic.
Facebook, gotta check my Facebook. Gotta take another look. Nothing new.
I am hooked. What to do?
Hit refresh. Facebook, gotta check my Facebook. Gotta creep on all my friends every day.
There's no end. It's the Facebook way.
Look who left their Facebook up.
Oh. Yeah, Facebook really is the perfect place to keep in touch with old school friends.
With just a simple like or comment, you can bet your friendship will not end.
Relationships become to nothing if they are not put in your above.
Yes, if you're not Facebook official, then the whole thing really does not count. You really shouldn't get too comfortable with how your Facebook looks today.
As knowing Zuckerberg, he's probably just about to change it anyway.
Maybe life without a Facebook wouldn't end up being all that bad. Facebook, gotta check my Facebook, gotta take another look.
All right.
Nothing new.
Here we get the point.
What to do?
This is something.
Stephen Sondheim wrote that?
Yeah. Where did this come from, Kenny?
So funny.
This is a group that's on YouTube, a bunch of different people who do all of these musical parodies.
Really?
They've done a ton of Disney princess videos and just a bunch of them, one or two every week.
Really?
These aren't the people that did Pregnant Women Are Smug, is it?
I don't think so.
Because that is hysterical. I'll have to find that for you guys next week.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It looks like they're in New York, so, I mean, it's maybe aspiring Broadway, off-Broadway type people who just get together and do these videos.
It's funny.
Yeah, it's very funny.
There's so much talent out there. Isn't it crazy to think what it was like without YouTube and all this stuff? I mean, where did all that talent go before?
But now there's so much talent, you can't...
I know.
It's you can sit on YouTube
all day. There's a lot of non-talent
long.
Doing
oh,
stuff
sure.
as well. You can see that on the television most every week when you watch The Voice and American Idol and that.
But if it weren't for YouTube and discovering talent, we wouldn't have Justin Bieber.
Yeah.
Oh, oh God, that'd be hard.
He's going to space, by the way.
Yeah, right.
He might want to stay.
He belongs in outer space. Anyway, the bombing story in Massachusetts continues. A 16-year-old and a 24-year-old reportedly suing the New York Post, claiming the newspaper falsely portrayed them as suspects in the bombing. The lawsuit alleges that the photographs and articles published following the bombing made it appear that FBI agents were pursuing these two. They were photographed near where the explosion took place. They were called bag men by the New York Post. This can't be anything new, though, Roberta, to them. The New York Post, they get sued all the time, don't they? Crazy stuff.
Just that big crazy headlines and makeup stuff.
So they just settle out of court, pay it off, and be going with it.
Right. It's kind of like the Daily News meets the National Enquirer.
Right. Wonderful. Meanwhile, the governor of Massachusetts, Deval Patrick, admitted that he got quite drunk. He sat alone at a restaurant after the Boston Marathon bombing suspect was captured. He was so, I don't know how mature that is, but at least it is what it is.
That's what they do in a soap opera.
Past the hour, right.
This Father's Day, Nook makes it easy to find the perfect gift for Dad. The all-new Nook HD Plus tablet, just $149. This week only, save $120. Nook HD Plus is everything Dad wants in a tablet. Ultralight with a 9-inch display, perfect for books, magazines, movies, and TV shows. And now with over 700,000 Android apps and games. Hurry to Barnes & Noble for the best gift for Dad. Nook HD Plus, just $149. An incredible savings of $120. This week only. Android is a trademark of Google, Inc.
Hey, this is Walt Clyde Frazier with a message for every man listening right now. Are you making more bathroom trips than you used to? Are you waking up at night to go? If you said yes, I want you to take down a phone number. Because for a limited time, you can try free bottle of Super Beta Prostate. You heard right. You can try the most trusted supplement for prostate health free. Super Beta Prostate is my number one pick for men over 40 because it has ingredients shown to reduce bathroom trips and reduce waking at night to go. I like it because it's all natural and it works. If I didn't believe in Super Beta, I wouldn't be here telling you about it. Take it from Clyde. You have got to make this call.
Call for your free bottle of Super Beta Prostate. All you pay is a small shipping and handling charge. For details, just call 1-800-464-3419. Hurry. This free offer is for a limited time only. Just call 1-800-464-3419. That's 1-800-464-3419. Call 1-800-464-3419.
Hey, it's everyone's favorite meat game. Judy, spin the meat wheel. You landed on New York steak. Well, you can keep the steak or the New York pork chop. Way to go, Judy. You've won delicious pork and great value on...
Find affordable and swap-worthy pork recipes at porkbeinspired.com. Pork, be inspired. This message funded by America's pork producers and the...
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Utopia Silver understands that mainstream medicine and the rising cost of health care can financially destroy any family. We simply cannot afford to get sick. The only option is to stay healthy. Americans are learning that ill health is not caused by a deficiency of drugs. It's usually the result of a deficiency of minerals, vitamins, proper nutrition, and exercise. UtopiaSilver.com offers colloidal silver and healing protocols for vaccine and radiation poisoning, arthritis, insomnia, and more. If you're sick of unconstitutional government mandates, then stand up now and say no. The time is growing short to put this evil genie back in its bottle. Join Utopia Silver in promoting good health and fighting for our God-given health care rights. Visit UtopiaSilver.com, UtopiaSilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338.
Virtually anyone can hack your cell phone and track your calls, your texts, your emails, your every movement, but only if they can detect a signal. Stay one step ahead of hackers and Big Brother with a Blockit Pocket, a custom-made pocket infused with pure silver that creates a complete Faraday enclosure for your cell phone. For free shipping to the Lower 48, visit BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com. Enhancing health and privacy.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
The hour. Doug Steffens' Good Day program from United Nations headquarters in New York. UN Radio Day. A lot of radio programs being broadcast from here. Talk radio shows with hosts from all over the country. There's some of the national programs, a lot of local programs dealing with the issues that the United Nations is dealing with every day. And I was going through a number of things that are part of the purview here. One of the things that we talk about, not a lot, but are in a sense, I think probably ought to be more a part of the conversation, are women's rights. There's a lady who is Assistant Secretary General of the UN who is in charge of the entity that deals with gender equality around the world and the empowerment for women. This woman is directly responsible for the management and actually acting head of this organization, UN Women. I don't have her here with me, but seeing that this is part of the focus of the UN brings me around to having people understand how what we have sexism in our country, no question about it. But you have no idea in some of the developing, so-called developing countries.
That's true. We're very lucky as women to live here.
Yeah, you really, really are. This stuff that goes on, there are things, the violence, the sexual violence, the conflicts that women have just to survive in certain parts of Africa, especially, but the Middle East as well, over in Asia. There are in the countries where I guess maybe you'd expect, whether it's Pakistan or any one of the sort of stand countries that are over there in that area, you come back around through the Middle East and then you get down into Africa, and it is just impossible for women to get anything. It's like they're objects. Mm-hmm. And many you have again,
well,
no
idea. Possessions, really.
Yeah, right there. Exactly. It's like owning a horse. It's the same kind of thing. And so imagine your life if you were in that situation. I think it's something
that's why I think I get so frustrated during voting season when every woman women should be out there. That's one of the greatest rights that we have that most other women in the world don't get it to enjoy.
Yeah, right. And so why do you think, under the circumstances, Jennifer, why is it that we know so little here about things like that?
I think it's just, I mean, we forget that it was in really the last 100 years that women got the right to vote, that we became, I mean, we're still not quite equal citizens, but we're way further along than we were 50 years ago. And I think, sadly, we just have become, you know, we just take things for granted. When kids are born into a generation where they didn't have to fight or struggle for something, and that includes different races and sexes, I think they just take it for granted a little bit, and we don't realize that the struggle is really, it's still a new one, and, you know, still plaguing so many other people on the planet.
It blew my mind when I realized or learned that women couldn't have their own credit.
Yeah.
Until like the early 70s.
No, this is like, I mean, this is new. That's what I'm saying. It's not even 50 years old where we've actually been able to be like functional. Yes,
right.
In our country.
Yeah. I mean, we think we have the
that
modern
blew my mind
world.
That like a woman couldn't buy a house
right.
In 1966 or 7 or something.
The awareness. One of the reasons I like to do things like this is because you become acutely aware mm-hmm. of some of the things that you take for granted.
Yeah, the stuff you forget.
Right, this is very important. In a moment, Professor Jeffrey Sachs will join us. He is the UN Millennium Development Director. He is one of the leading experts in the world on economic development. The UN certainly involved in that. And he's written a book that has nothing to do with anything that he is personally or professionally involved in, but it's an interesting read. I've been going through it. I actually got a copy the other day, and I was surprised until I remembered that Professor Sachs was going to be with us here today. The book is called To Move the World, and it's about John F. Kennedy's quest for peace. So we'll delve in a number of those areas. Just a moment, we'll meet Professor Sachs here on Good Day from the UN.
Membership helps Strictly Bicycles keep business tuned.
Building a bike is like building a small business. With a bike, it's about weight, and a business that's cutting costs.
The Plum Card from American Express Open offers an early pay discount or extra time to pay your bill with no interest.
It helps with my cash flow and lets me reinvest so I can put my money to work.
Find out more at open.com.
I'm Nelson Gutierrez, and I'm a member of Making My Money Work as Hard as I Do.
This is what membership is. This is what membership does.
Terms and conditions apply.
Kids, listen up. I think Mom can read our minds.
Okay, how do you know?
She got me exactly what I wanted for Father's Day. That's how I know. A pair of Adidas and a sweet Timex watch.
Maybe she just went to Kohl's.
Yeah, or maybe she can scan our brainwaves.
I wonder if she knows about the time you gave us ice cream. For breakfast.
Don't even think it!
This Father's Day, come to Kohl's. It's the only place that has the gifts he really wants, plus the savings on top of savings that you really love. Kohl's Super Saturday sale is this Saturday. Kohl's, expect great things.
You know, gold prices dropped $125 an ounce in one day as speculators sold a record 155 tons of paper gold in just 1 hour. That's more than the entire yearly gold production. This is only possible in a world full of paper IOUs. Central banks then rushed in to buy 55 tons of physical gold at lower prices. Not paper gold, physical gold to put in their vault. I say, buy the dip. This could be one of the greatest buying opportunities in years. No matter how hard banksters try to manipulate the markets, gold always shines, just like I've told you over and over for years now. The reasons why are all explained in a brand new Simple Truth CD from Swiss America. Get it today. Call Swiss America 800-289-2646 now. Write it down, 800-289-2646. Seize this golden opportunity now. Call 800-289-2646 or go to buygold.com.
Here's a surprising summertime fact from new Allegra Anti-Itch Cream. We all know that irritants like bug bites and poison ivy can make you itch. But what you might not know is how. Actually, it's the histamines your body creates in reaction to these irritants that make you miserable. But now that scratch has met its match. New Allegra Anti-Itch Cream. Its maximum strength itch medicine blocks your itch-causing histamines fast for long-lasting relief. New Allegra Anti-Itch Cream. The relief you've been itching for. Use as directed.
All right, we're continuing our conversation here, and that's really what this is all about. The Good Day program is about conversation, 20 before the hour, and we have with us Professor Jeffrey Sachs who is associated with the United Nations in a developmental way. You have stints at Harvard and I think Princeton.
At Columbia University, which is where I'm
based. Is that anathema to say Princeton when you're a Columbia guy?
No, Princeton's a great place.
Yeah, Columbia is a better place, though.
Well, Columbia's a lot of fun, in the middle of New York City.
I went to Heidelberg in Ohio, and we were better than Hiram and better than Oberlin, and it's a different league. But yet, it all aims to do the same thing, and that's teach people about what's going on in the world. I think I get the gist from you that you like to teach. You are a teaching person, and all the things that you do are aimed at teaching people to take action.
Well, I do believe in action. You know, I believe every generation, ours included, needs to solve some big problems.
We create problems. Are we solving problems?
We solve a lot of problems, but new problems come up. We sometimes end up inadvertently creating problems, not quite understanding what we're doing the first time around.
Is Afghanistan an example of that?
Well, Afghanistan is a tragedy that I think we should never have been in.
You don't have any argument for me on that. I think you make the same argument for a lot of the things that we do. It's not to be critical, but it's to be aware. It's not, oh, you guys are always criticizing America.
No.
America needs to be aware. People in America need to be aware of what is being done in their name around the world, and what's being done in their name around the world is not necessarily always so great.
Well, a lot of blunders over the last 10 years, and we ended up in two wars that cost trillions of dollars and cost vast numbers of lives, and we didn't get very much for it.
We got a lot of negative for it. We didn't get a lot of positive for it. And that brings me around to a book that you've just written called JFK's Quest for Peace to Move the World is the name of the book, and it's about a speech that you basically took a speech that he wrote, and then you worked through his problem-solving thinking, I think. You did a lot of research into what went into his attitude, which he was frustrated, I think, was he not?
Well, 51 years ago at the Cuban Missile Crisis, humanity almost lost everything.
Yep.
And 50 years ago, JFK changed the direction of the Cold War. He negotiated a treaty with the Soviet Union that pulled us back from the nuclear brink. And I regard that as one of the greatest acts of political leadership in modern times. I think it literally saved the planet.
Mm-hmm.
And this book explains how JFK did it, because there was nothing automatic about it. This wasn't a groundswell of a public demand. This wasn't something obvious. This was a vision that was accurate, moral, historic, courageous, and it took all of Kennedy's experience, politics, wisdom, charm, eloquence to pull it off, and that's what I write about.
And didn't he need help to do that, because he wasn't great in some of those areas you just enumerated?
Well, one thing that he needed was a partner on the other side, Nikita Khrushchev. Both of them had peered into the nuclear abyss in the Cuban Missile Crisis, and they both came out different people. They realized that the literal survival of the world depended on them, not in a metaphorical sense, but the two of them had to lead, because they were facing such hardliners on their own side,
right,
much less the competition between them, that if Kennedy had followed what the generals were saying, the world would have come to an end.
Yeah.
And so Kennedy said, I have to lead. Khrushchev understood Kennedy's position. Kennedy understood Khrushchev's position. They played off of each other brilliantly in 1963. Kennedy gave a speech at American University, 50th anniversary this coming Monday. And that speech is so magnificent. People should listen to it on the internet. It's available as tape, or you can actually watch it on the internet. And then my book tries to describe the historical context and what it meant. And the speech is so magnificent that Khrushchev heard it and said, okay, we're signing a treaty. He actually called the U.S. envoy of the day, Averell Harriman, said, this is the finest speech by an American president since Franklin Roosevelt.
felt, I want a peace treaty with this man. 7 weeks later, the partial nuclear test ban treaty was completed. That was a crucial step for human survival, to pull back from the brink.
This was the man who 5 years before that, or 6 years, had embarrassed the United States when the U-2 and Gary Powers went down, and he, you know, Eisenhower's trying to make nice, and all of a sudden out comes Gary. It was like a show out from behind the curtain. Here's Gary Powers, and we've got you.
Well, you know, this was one of the issues, which is that Eisenhower was to meet with Khrushchev at a Paris summit, and the CIA said, one more spy plane mission. And Eisenhower said, I don't think that's such a good idea. The CIA prevailed. The plane was shot down. Eisenhower was assured by the CIA, no way that anyone would survive that, no plane. So Eisenhower came forward with a lie, said there was no spy plane. It was a weather plane from Turkey. Khrushchev said, you can't be serious. Eisenhower doubled down and said, no, there was no spy plane. And then they presented the live captured pilot and the wreckage.
Yeah.
So, unfortunately, Eisenhower lied baldly to Khrushchev. It broke the summit. A few months later, another disaster CIA led, the Bay of Pigs. Again, Kennedy lied to Khrushchev. He wrote it's one of the most maladroit things that I saw of Kennedy in all of this. He wrote a terrible letter to Khrushchev saying, no, we didn't have anything to do with it. And Khrushchev wrote back, are you kidding?
Yeah.
You know, this is a U.S. operation all over. So twice in 6 months, or a little bit more than that, but twice within a year, Khrushchev had been baldly lied to by the Americans. Then Khrushchev did an even more disastrous lie when he secretly put in the missiles in Cuba.
Yeah.
And so both sides are lying. The spiral's getting out of control. We're up to the nuclear
break. The KGB and the CIA are the real culprits here. And how do we lose control? I mean, you look around today and you see all the stuff going on. I mean, there's a lesson here, it seems to me, for America from these things. You keep going back and finding these spook agencies or whatever you want to call them, the alphabet agencies that are to have the president overruled. He's the president, for God's sakes. Why? How does the CIA overrule? How does the president say, I don't think you should do that? They say, screw you, Mr. President. We're going to send a spy plane anyway. And then they lie through their teeth. I mean, well, no wonder the American people despise these agencies.
Well, the CIA has done such damage over the decades.
Yeah.
in being out of control. And the history has been labeled the legacy of ashes because there have been so many tragedies came. And one of the things that Kennedy realized by October 1962 was, we are not going to have peace unless I lead.
Right.
That's this book ultimately is about presidential leadership.
Yeah.
Because if you don't have that leadership,
and nothing,
this government runs out of control.
Well, I wanted to call people's attention to this book. You've written a number of other books, Commonwealth Economics for a Crowded Planet, Price of Civilization, End of Poverty, so your mind works in different ways and people benefit from reading your work. To Move the World is the newest book by Jeffrey Sachs, and I'm pleased to have the ability to have this conversation. Good luck.
Wonderful to be with you. Thanks so much.
Take good care.
Jay Farner here with Quicken Loans. Here are two simple words that should make you reconsider waiting to buy a home. Buying power. Let's say you can afford a monthly mortgage payment, including principal and interest, of around $1,350. With today's rate on a 30-year fixed mortgage of 3.5%, APR 3.65%, that payment could support a $300,000 mortgage. But if you wait and rates tick up to around 6%, that same $1,350 mortgage payment, including principal and interest, may only be able to support a $225,000 mortgage. That's $75,000 worth of home that you're missing out on by waiting. That's buying power. And for 3 years in a row now, J.D. Power & Associates has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination. Give Quicken Loans a call today at 800-QUICKEN or go to quickenloans.com and maximize your buying power.
For J.D. Power & Associates award information, visit jdpower.com. Payment example excludes taxes and insurance. Calls for cost information. Equal housing lender license in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
Every summer we go to Canyon Woods.
love getting outside, love the hiking, hate the itching and irritation from poison ivy, bug bites, all the things that keep me inside. So I need something strong.
Cortisone 10 Intensive Healing is clinically proven with the strongest non-prescription itch medicine available for fast, long-lasting relief of itching and irritation with 7 moisturizers to help heal skin.
I finally have the relief I need.
Hey, Jan, check this out.
On my way.
Cortisone 10, feel the heal.
It's everyone's favorite meat game. Ken picked grill number one and got ribeye steak.
Ken, you can keep the steak.
Or
swap it
for the ribeye pork chop.
Work is less expensive.
I'll swap it. Nicely done, Ken. You've won delicious pork and great value on
swap. Find affordable and swap-worthy pork recipes at porkbeinspired.com. Pork, be inspired. This message funded by America's Pork Producers and the Pork Checkoff.
Springtime is sale time at Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big and stock up at herbalhealer.com. New customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's spring specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. CoQ10 with Hawthorn, colon enhancer, sea cucumber, super fam and super male plex, plus glucosamine chondroitin, our best selling liquid CalMag vitamin D, and our colloidal minerals, all on sale for spring at herbalhealer.com. And Herbal Healer also offers certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy at herbalhealer.com.
Got a simple question for you. Can you sell?
Yes.
Okay. Can you sell the intangible?
If yes, and you'd like to work 9 to 5, Monday through Friday, with no overtime, no weekends, if you're passionate about not closing sales, but about opening relationships, if you truly have a desire to serve global clients who need your advertising expertise, and you're local to the Twin Cities and Burnsville, are hardworking, self-driven, with experience in sales, marketing, or advertising, are personable, and a whiz on the phone, GCN wants to talk with you right now. GCN, the Genesis Communications Network, is one of the largest independent talk radio networks in the world, and we're hiring right now. We offer benefits and an excellent commission structure. Experience preferred, but we'll train the right person. Is that you? Submit your resume today to advertise at GCNlive.com. Again, that's advertise at GCNlive.com. Come work with the Genesis Communications Network, an equal opportunity employer.
This is the time and the place for you to figure out what to do. Doug Steffen here on the Good Day program. One of our family members is Tom Parsons, who runs bestfares.com. And in a moment, we're going to talk about how some of the major hotel chains in our big cities, like here in New York, are doing away with room service. That doesn't mean you have to wash your own sheets. I think it means you don't get food in the room. We'll find out why that may be the case. And other travel news, where the bargains of the week are in travel, coming up next here on Good Day.
Here's a surprising summertime fact from new Allegra Anti-Itch Cream. We all know that irritants like bug bites and poison ivy can make you itch. But what you might not know is how. Actually, it's the histamines your body creates in reaction to these irritants that make you miserable. But now that scratch has met its match. New Allegra Anti-Itch Cream. Its maximum strength itch medicine blocks your itch-causing histamines fast for long-lasting relief. New Allegra Anti-Itch Cream. The relief you've been itching for. Use it directed. Here's a surprising summertime fact from new Allegra Anti-Itch Cream. We all know that irritants like bug bites and poison ivy can make you itch. But what you might not know is how. Actually, it's the histamines your body creates in reaction to these irritants that make you miserable. But now that scratch has met its match. New Allegra Anti-Itch Cream. Its maximum strength itch medicine blocks your itch-causing histamines fast for long-lasting relief. New Allegra Anti-Itch Cream. The relief you've been itching for. Use as directed.
I just bring on Tom Parsons at DougStefan.com. You can go to his picture, click on it, and see some of the major deals he puts together every week. For those of you who are Good Day listeners, one of the things that's come up this week, and Tom's been blogging about it at BestFares.com, is how hotel chains in many of the big metropolitan areas have stopped feeding people in the rooms. No more room service. Why would that be the case? Why are they stopping that, Tom?
Well, I don't know how many times do you order room service? You know,
I don't do much room service. Once in a while, but not much.
I know. It's one of those expensive ventures.
It is expensive.
Out there. And then you get caught up with all those 18 to 20-some percent whatever
it is. Fees, taxes.
And you still get charged taxes on it, too. It's an expensive proposition. And I remember the last time I was in Orlando with my son. They ordered a pizza, and I forgot what else, and it was $60. Well, that can make you give up. I think it was chicken wings and pizza.
Yeah, and digestion. Look at that.
I know. I told them next time you need pizza, you go down the street at 1 o'clock in the morning and try to find a place.
Right.
But,
$60,
I can think of a lot of things to do with. Maybe pay one of those fees the airlines have. So,
yeah.
You know, when you do that, and I think it was the Hilton in New York that said they were going to start it first. And, again, I just think the number of people who are asking for room service, but they are going to go to probably one of those things you see at the airport where you go downstairs and pick up your meals, and the snacks will already be made, sandwiches and other goodies like that. So it's not like you won't be deprived of food. It's just they won't bring it to you anymore. And it's very costly, too, when you think that you got to bring someone up there. Some of the hotels are 24 hours a day.
Well, they're not doing it. You can be sure they're not doing it for their benefit. I mean, for our benefit. They're doing it for their benefit. If it costs them money, they can't make money. And they stop doing it. It's sort of like serving food on the plane, as you just suggested. You buy it before you go on to the plane if you're sitting in the back. And the same thing is true in the hotel. You go to a restaurant. I'm staying in Herald Square while I'm in New York. And I went down. There was a pizza place down the street. Great, yummy local pizza. Had a slice of that. It was fine. End of story. And, you know, even that cost you $8 here in New York.
That's New York.
All right. So now the weather is bad. What's that going to do? What does it always do? This time of year, winter time, when the weather's bad, we have pretty much every major East Coast city affected in the next 2, 3, 4 days by various tropical storms. How do people who are intent on have to get someplace make sure they do it so that they arrive on time?
Well, I'll tell you one thing. If you're on a cruise, I'm not sure how you're going to cover the insurance, but you might want to see most of the airlines, if they haven't shut them down yet, on certain routes will allow you to make adjustments with no fees. And again, if you're going on a $800, $900 cruise and you got to get there, you may want to go a day early, one or 2 days early, just to protect your cruise if you don't have the insurance. And then if you bought it from the cruise industry, then they're going to have to figure out some way to do it, but then you're protected. But if you're buying it through a third-party company, you better check with them and see how they're going to cover you if the plane doesn't go because of weather. So, if you do get canceled, the airlines, I think, are doing a much better job of canceling flights ahead. So my suggestion is you keep an eye on your flight, and if they cancel, don't go out to the airport.
No, that's foolish. Tom Parsons from BestFares.com. Check out the deals every week here through...
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months. simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.